Like most parents, one of my greatest wishes in this world is to have the opportunity to use the bathroom uninterrupted. And in that regard, the UU Church has been of no assistance to me on my parenting journey. Shout out to my children in the back. Hi, guys. Although it's this little one, that's usually the inhibitor. But I'm really here to talk to you today about the ways the church has helped me on my parenting journey. I am the parent of three girls, 15, 12, they're waving, and 7. And my spouse and I have adopted all of our children. So we are an interesting family walking down the street because we're multiracial. And sometimes people don't quite know that we all belong together unless we wear our T-shirts that say Winter Family Rules or the Winter Girls Rule so that they know we are together. One child came to us at 13 out of foster care. One child, there she is, waving. One child, who's now 12, came to us with what we didn't know was a respiratory disorder. And one child came to us having been born blind, although if you've seen her running around the church, you would say, what sight impairment? And that's true, what sight impairment? There's nothing stopping that kiddo. And like most parents here, we have had some really hard parenting moments. And in fact, there are moments in which I wished there was a God, any God, to save me from my parental shortcomings. Still no answer. But the irony is, my spouse and I, we thought we were going to be dinks, double income, no kids. I mean, we didn't even think we were competent enough to become parents, much less parents of three children who came to us with varying health needs and trauma histories. And we've had to dig deep at times. There have been moments in which we hit the ball out of the ballpark. And then there are moments that I am too embarrassed to tell you about in which we failed miserably. And we searched desperately for that do-over button to push it. And we tried to use humor and have tried to use humor with our children because we realized that, you know, it's not their fault that they stumbled into this family. And we do try to do our best, but for a sense of humor, we used to have a parenting fail journal on our kitchen counter that we encouraged the kids to write in. And there was some really interesting things that were put in the parenting fail journal. And it was to help our kids realize that even our failures were an open dialogue, and we understand that we're not perfect, and that we have very imperfect days. I have to tell you right now, I love Facebook, though, because none of the parent fails ever make it onto Facebook. And you can look back through Facebook and go, look at me. But then there's the parent fail journal, and occasionally I have to flip a page and I go, oh, look at me. That's me too. My favorite entry was when we had just received our 13-year-old and we all sat down for dinner and we're sitting there and I look across at her and I go, by the way, what is your middle name? That made it into the parenting fail journal. Something a parent's supposed to know. Sorry, my 7-year-old had my papers. Now I'm like, where is this? Okay. I'm going to digress just for a minute, and I'm so sorry. I don't mean to be talking so slow, but I realize I'm so nervous because in my dream of me having to do this, there was this huge lectern between you and me, and there was a lot fewer of you. And so I wasn't so scared, and I'm up here shaking going, oh my gosh, we are talking about the parenting journey and poop, and these people can see me. So I'm a little scared, but we have three girls, and as we try as parents to tell them about body image and undo the message that they get in media every single day about women, are, what they're supposed to look like and how they're supposed to act and who women should be, and we try so hard to tell them they should be proud of who they are in their bodies, and that media skews all this, right? And it's really hard when they get this immense message. Our voices get drowned out. But when I try to tell my children about diversity and about the value of human beings and that people are valued the same, whether regardless of their sexual orientation, their gender identification, that their color, their legal status, their none of that matters, that humans have equal value. I am so lucky because I get to bring them here. And it gets to be an island of reality where we get to see it practiced every day. And so our voices don't get drowned out. They get empowered. They get magnified. And that's the value of having children here at this church. And we need it. Because if we didn't have you and a community that could demonstrate to these children that this actually exists and it's possible, and there are people out there that believe this and they take action about social justice and restorative justice and thinking beyond oneself every single week, our voices would be so little in that whole dialogue that they get from the outside world. Do I wish this world was bigger for them? Of course. I wish when they went to school, this is what they got to hear. But it is something, and it makes them realize it's possible because it exists in their reality. And while I'm not joking, I really do dream about being able to go poop in peace, and someday that'll happen. But it's, let's see, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 11 years before that is going to happen. What I do know is that my children are growing up believing in the inherent dignity and worth of every human being. And it's in a beautiful indoctrination that no one really can ever undo for them. Thank you.